another front page item. Thames Water vows to clean up worst site for illegal spills. Thames Water has vowed to upgrade a sewage treatment site near Wallingford after it was claimed to have the most illegal spills in the company's network. Peter Hammond of Channel 4 docu-series Dirty Business Frame found that the South Morton sewage treatment work site between Wallingford and Didcot was the worst. The professor's findings, which he says is based on Thames Water's own data, uncovered 287 illegal spills between 2021 and 2025, more than any other site within the utilities network. Thames Water said a planned upgrade for the South Morton site will improve its ability to treat the volumes of incoming sewage, reducing the need for untreated discharges in wet weather. The scheme, which is still being designed, is due to complete in 2026, and it's anticipated that this location will meet all government targets for storm overflows by 2040 to 45. Wallingford Town Councillor Mike Ackerman is leading a campaign to restore the Mill Brook, a stream which South Morton runs into. He described the discharge into the Mill Brook as awful and unacceptable, reflecting a lot of investment from Thames Water. Mr. Ackerman said, "Downstream in Wallingford, we have the added problem that the Mill Brook has been engineered repeatedly over the past 50 years. Water flow has been redirected, and the channel upstream of the bypass road has become blocked with silt due to lack of management." James Barlow, Green County and South Oxfordshire Councillor for Wallingford, said, "Residents of South Morton, North Morton and Aston Tyrold are paying for a service, sewage treatment, that most of the time they are not receiving." He added, "The government must come clean about the real costs of privatisation and put water back into public ownership. 90% of countries have publicly owned water. Privatisation has failed the British people, and our waterways, cleaner, cheaper and fairer alternatives are out there." Tessa Fayers, Director of Waste and Biosources of Thames Water, said, "Recent data shows discharge events were around three times lower than the previous year, with shorter spill durations. Although this is in part due to reduced rainfall in 2025, we are encouraged that we are seeing early signs of progress from the operational and capital investment we have been making," she said. "Transparency is at the heart of what we do, and in January 2023, we were the first water company to publish a real-time EDM data map on our website, before it became a legal requirement to do so." He said the infrastructure needs significant investment, and that over the next 5 years, Thames Water will deliver its biggest upgrade to the wastewater network in 150 years. And there is a photograph of the campaigners by the Mill Brook, some of which are holding their noses, and they have their signs: "Keep sewage out of our brook, clean up our stream, boo to poo," and a few others.